From the Acting Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Wraparound Milwaukee program operated by the Behavioral Health Division. At our December meeting cycle, this item was laid over, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, it's my pleasure to introduce Bruce Cameron, who's now playing part of IT Tech. But Bruce is the director of the Wraparound program. I think this actually works out well to do this in this order, and then give sort of the sense of a before and after perspective. Wraparound is really the embodiment of the redesign process of the children's mental health system. And as you know, it's become a nationally, in fact, internationally recognized program. And Bruce comes today to just give a review of that program. I think it is one of the programs that we should be particularly proud of. It is sort of the Milwaukee thing that people from Australia are more involved and more excited about our program than we are in our own city. And this is really an amazing program that's helped many, many people and is indeed, as I said, a national and international model.
Yep.
We love technology. Okay. And we're going to go back to the very beginning of this.
Hey.
I'm sure we'll get it.
We're going to go backwards.
If you could be like me, just have it right here.
A changing computer.
But I don't hear that.
Madam Chairman, supervisors, thank you for inviting me to present on Wraparound Milwaukee and having an interest in seeing this model. And I think there are a lot of parallels as we look at the redesign of the adult system, because Wraparound itself was a redesign of the children's mental health system 15 years ago. And I go back a long way to that original design of the Wraparound program. So a few things, and I'm going to first talk a little bit about Wraparound. Jennifer's passing out the PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to do, at the end, about a two-minute excerpt from our video, from the video that was done by PBS on Wraparound Milwaukee, and introduce some guests that are here. But a little bit about Wraparound Milwaukee. It's a publicly, what in the children's area is called, a publicly operated system of care. And it provides comprehensive behavioral health services and supports to children and adolescents with serious emotional and mental health needs in their families. It was developed in 1995 as part of a redesign of the children's mental health system in Milwaukee. And the impetus was a $15 million federal grant through the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration that you helped and you approved and helped us receive 16 years ago now. The impetus for Wraparound Milwaukee, though, really came from an overutilization of institutional care in Milwaukee, particularly around psychiatric hospitalization, which was a huge issue for Medicaid. Residential treatment, which was a huge issue for Milwaukee County because we were spending so much money on sending kids to residential, was causing deficits in the budget at the end of each year. And juvenile correctional placements, which all were causing budgetary issues. And really, after studies won by the Planning Council of Milwaukee, really showed that there were very poor outcomes and high recidivism rates from kids that get institutionalized. When they come out, they ended up going back in a relatively short period of time. So a few things about the structure. Wraparound Milwaukee is organized as a special managed care entity. And it's organized under a very unique provision of the Social Security Act. You heard 1915I, you heard 1937. This one is, we're going back further here, we're 1915 here. But it's a 1915A provision of the Social Security Act. And it allows you to create a voluntary type of HMO model. So we are considered in Wisconsin as a special managed care entity. And as a type of HMO for a very specific Medicaid-eligible population, and that's youth with serious emotional disturbance who meet that definition, and I'll go through that definition, and within a specific geographical area, Milwaukee County only. There is one additional program like Wraparound Milwaukee, which is Children Come First in Dane County. So there are two of these programs in existence in Wisconsin. There are some in other places in the United States. So if you go to Cuyahoga County, if you go to Cleveland, they're a 1915A. If you go to Utica, New York, Project Oneida is a 1915A. So it's a unique model. There are currently about 900 youth on any given day enrolled in Wraparound Milwaukee. 650 of those are court-ordered. And by that I mean, since we're an alternative to youth going into residential treatment and correctional care, what happens is that the court considers Wraparound Milwaukee as an alternative. So prior to a child who is found delinquent, potentially being sent to, committed to the Department of Corrections, the judge has another avenue. He or she could say, I would like that. I find this child delinquent, but care and treatment services on up to residential treatment to be provided by Wraparound Milwaukee. The same thing happens in child welfare, because those are the two systems that can send kids to institutions with a court order. So one of the things about Wraparound, 650 kids in Wraparound Milwaukee are there because they are on that court order. 250 are in a new program called REACH, which is a voluntary wraparound program. And that is for kids that meet the threshold but have not yet, they're still at home. They're still being cared for by their parent. They may have had contact with child welfare or juvenile justice, but they're not specifically under an order. Yes, we know Wraparound was a 2009 winner of Harvard University's, the Kennedy School of Government as the best innovation in American government. 2004, it was the President's New Freedom Commission exemplary program in children's mental health. So we've gotten a lot of very positive things. I think it reflects very positively on Milwaukee County, reflects very positively on this board that approved the program when we originally started, that Milwaukee County does do very innovative things in this country. Eligibility for Wraparound, youth must meet the state eligibility definition, which is a DSM-IV diagnosis, have some type of functional impairment at home, school, or in the community. There's some chronicity to it in that it's a condition likely to persist for a year or more. Involvement in two or more child-serving systems, either currently or in the past. And they have to be at immediate risk of institutional care in a residential treatment center, psychiatric hospital, or juvenile correctional facility. So it's the higher level of care. It's for youth that are at imminent risk of institutional placement. The funding Wraparound Milwaukee is really interesting. It's similar to family care, but it's different in the way in the provision it operates under, and two, it's not just funded by Medicaid. And the importance is it can't just be funded by Medicaid because the care that these children and their families need is not all funded by Medicaid. So Medicaid can pay for therapy, but it can't pay for mentors, tutors, employment programs, foster care, if that's needed. It can't pay for that. So the only way you can really make a model like this work is to really pool all of the dollars. But saying that, one of the things that's been the strength is that Medicaid is the single biggest funder. They are currently putting $20 million in capitated payments into the system. So maybe we had to talk a little bit about youth aids, what the state taketh away in one area, they give it back in terms, because this is $20 million that didn't exist in 1995. This is all money that's really been put into the system. So Medicaid has become a payer for things that they didn't ordinarily pay for right now. So they're paying for services in the wraparound program. In addition, we also are able, because we use a lot of crisis services, our MUT team, you're all aware of the mobile urgent team, and all of our crisis one-to-one stabilization services in the community, crisis stabilizers, crisis respite, and other facilities, we get another $7 million in fee-for-service. So there's $27 million that comes through through Medicaid. Then in addition, child welfare contributes about $10 million annually through a case rate into the system, and delinquency court services puts in about $9.8 million, about $8 million through $8 million through a fixed payment, and the rest is through a fee-for-service payment. Before going, one of the interesting things, though, is this money, if we look at the child welfare contribution and the delinquency contribution, we go back to 1995, and we look at the cost of paying, that Milwaukee County was paying, because it was paying all of the costs. For 375 children on any given day in residential, it was $18.5 million. So what we've been able to do is, over time, is the county contribution into this program has not gone up since 1995. And we've been able to, what we've been able to do is basically reduce the institutional care, thus using those dollars, redirecting those dollars into community-based care, and infusing Medicaid dollars where the county once had to pick up those costs. So it has made a big difference over the period period of time. Again, this system uses a, we pool money. Wraparound is the single payer for all services, so we pay all of the services for enrolled youth, including their mental health, substance abuse, supportive services, mentor employment, parent aid, all placement costs. We pay the foster care, group care, residential treatment. So it's a single payer system for all care for a child enrolled for those 900 children. The other thing we've been able to do in this 1915 in this model is but the advantages of pooling funds like we do is we're able to decategorize the funding. And operating it as a special managed care entity, we decategorize those Medicaid dollars because we don't bill them out on a fee-for-service basis for specific Medicaid. So because we can function like an HMO, we have the flexibility of an HMO to cover whatever care and treatment. So Medicaid doesn't look specifically at what service you're providing. They pay us a capitated rate. It's $2,052 a month per enrollee. We can also take the other dollars in the blended funding pool, put those on top of that, and that causes a, and that creates a very sufficient and very flexible funding pool. So by operating in managed care, because managed care entities are not restricted to just paying for things that are traditionally paid fee-for-service. They have more flexibility. And our contract with Medicaid allows the child and family team, the treatment team, to decide what's medically necessary. And that's very powerful. Those are very, so it doesn't have to have a review by a physician or a further review by the HMO. So the 1915A and the actuarial basis for the capitation rate are reviewed annually by the Department of Health. They must be approved by the Center for Medicaid Services each year, so that does go back. We did well this year with our Medicaid contract. We got a 11% increase in our capitated rate, which was the largest increase. We were very pleased considering the state of Medicaid in Wisconsin and the country we could do that. So a philosophy of the approach, I know a lot of you are aware of this, but I think it's important because it's unique. It's strength-based. The model really is really about finding the strengths in kids and families and building on strengths. Because if you're in the mouth, you can't build on a deficit. And we tend to be very deficit orientated. We find out what's wrong with kids and families, but you can't build on something that's wrong. You can only take something, you know, something that child is good in. Uh-huh. They could have flunked all their courses, but they have an aptitude for computers. They have an aptitude for art. They have an aptitude for music. You use that and you build on that. You find every area of strength, and you make your plan around building on that strength. It's very individualized. So if you have 900 kids and 900 families, you're going to have very individualized. No plans look the same. Family-directed. The families run their own treatment teams. It's a family-directed as often as possible. It's access, voice, and choice by the families to direct their treatment teams. It's community-based whenever possible. We do pay for out-of-home care, but we keep out-of-home care relatively very, very short. That way we can provide more of our services in community-based care because we redirect the funding, and a lot of wraparound Milwaukee has been redirect funding that went into institutional-based care. Hospitalization, it's taking those hospital dollars, residential treatment dollars, even correctional dollars, and putting those, redirecting those dollars to pay for community-based care. And you could buy a lot of community-based care for what it costs for one day, for instance, of residential treatment or hospitalization or correctional care. It's collaborative in that one family, one plan. So even though you cross and you're child welfare, juvenile justice, mental health, every family has one care plan. and all the services paid by Wraparound Milwaukee. It's holistic. We treat the child in the context of the family. If it's, you know, if the family, if it's a mother has a substance abuse issue and that's really what's going to determine whether that child is successful in staying in the community or not, then we will pay and we will care for that issue. Whatever the presenting issue, if it's a finding a place to live, you can't provide therapy if somebody is homeless. So you better make your first item finding them a place to live. So it's very holistic model, and it's unconditional in that we say kids and families don't fail, plans fail, and we go in and redirect those. And since it's a single-payer system, as the judge would say, wraparound is not, failure is not an option to Wraparound Milwaukee because I can't move this, transfer this child, cost shift. It's one, it's all paid for by Wraparound Milwaukee. So it works in that way. Components of care include care coordination, child and family teams, which is our care coordinators are a key role. They coordinate and facilitate care. Our child and family teams, our family directed teams, are our planning teams. We have a contract with Families United in Milwaukee, and unfortunately, Margaret Jefferson, who would have been here, is under the weather today. So, but we work with family advocates. There are peer supports. All families have access to an advocate. We have a provider network with a very comprehensive array of services. Supervisor Mayo knows that. And we're just talking about different providers. There's 200 agency providers. One single IT system links all the providers, which is a very, so everything from your authorization to provide a service to your billing to your progress notes for many of the services, everything's done on one electronic system. And we've spent a lot of time on quality assurance and evaluation in the system. This is just a little hard to read, but some of the services, there's about 70 different services in the benefit plan, but as you can see, it's behavioral clinical services, it's placement services, it's other supportive services, respite service coordination, flex funds, if families need clothing, housing, groceries, we can pay for it. So it's whatever that child and family needs, the system is able to provide that because the funding is adequate, because it's pooled, and it's very flexible. So that's what we really tried to do with this system. And if something doesn't exist, we can create it because we don't put our money and all our eggs in one basket, so we don't put all our money in any specific service. So whatever the need is where the money flows because it's all done in a fee-for-service provider network system. So if families want more, you know, independent living apartments, then that's for, you know, then that's where the money will go because it's very free. It shifts just as, you know, it shifts on a day-to-day basis as it's needed. So different way of operating. But outcomes, the average cost of a child in wraparound, it's not inexpensive. It's $3,700 per month. But that's opposed to, you know, $9,000 a month in residential treatment. The state rate for residential is $301 a day right now. Over $8,000 in juvenile correctional care, and over $10,000 for a six-day stay in a psychiatric hospital. So when you look at the options and you look at, it's much less. And programmatically, the average daily population in Milwaukee County, when we started in 1995, there were 375 children in deep-end residential treatment centers on any given day. Today, that's 80. That's what we average in residential, 80 kids. Large drop in commitments from Milwaukee County of youth going to Division of Corrections because we have 400 delinquent kids in wraparound Milwaukee, over 400. We have the FOCUS program. We have other alternatives. The judge uses it a lot. I think a large reason why the deficit in youth aids of many years ago became a surplus, even though it's less of a surplus, I guess, as we were talking earlier, is the fact that the courts use they use wraparound a lot. One out of every three kids on supervision right now is in wraparound Milwaukee. So it's used a lot. And by keeping the kids in the community, obviously we keep them Medicaid eligible and we benefit because we pull down the Medicaid dollars, which we would lose if the child was committed to correction. So reduction in psychiatric beds, 250 in 1995 to less than 60 today. One of the biggest was we closed our own facility. So I was administrator of the Child and Adolescent Treatment Center in 1995. So I had the dubious task of closing my own hospital, which is in youth care at that time. There was a really overbedding situation. It wasn't only that we were running a lot of psychiatric beds for kids. There were a lot of private hospitals that were doing that. So, and a lot of the dollars that today go to community-based care were going into hospitalized children. So we did that. So those monies now really go into community-based care. Clinically, it's improvement vis-a-vis the, if we look at the functioning scales, one of them we use is the Achenbach, but they're the CBCL. When we look at clinical scores of kids, they do better. Recidivism rates, our most recent study, 669 delinquent youth for a period of 15 months showed that the rate of reoffending was only 15.2%. Now that is not a high rate, and when we looked at 200 high-risk kids, and we get almost every juvenile sex offender comes into wraparound Milwaukee, they're one half. They go down to about 6.7%. So the recidivism is way below the national average for that, for kids at that risk. Child permanency is high. 80% of the youth, when they're discharged, go back home. They live in their own home. So the child permanency is high. I know time is of the essence here. So this is just an interesting projection. I took this one to 2009. But if you start in 1996, the first year of wraparound Milwaukee, if you go to the right-hand side in the clear block, we spent $18.4 million, Milwaukee County, on kids in residential treatment center, just that service. The cost of care in those days was $4,400. It's gone up. So if you take this and you say there would be a 5% growth potentially of kids going into residential needing that every year and a 5% increase in the cost of that service, which is indeed what's happened, it's exceeded a little bit of 5%. Today, Milwaukee County and Child Welfare, it's not only Milwaukee County, in 2009, the average cost of care, and it's now it's over 83, it's over 9,000 a month now. In 2009, it was $63.4 million. Now it's over $70 million. So my point being, if we had done nothing 15 years ago and wraparound went away, that's a $70 million just for one specific service that Milwaukee County would have to figure out how to pay for this service for youth. And this isn't group care. This isn't correctional care. This is simply residential treatment care. But just showing as need goes up and as the cost of these services have gone up, it's really unbelievable as to how those cost savings and how you can show that over time it has saved a lot of dollars. So just looking forward, three quick things, and then I want to show you just a two-minute video, is we currently have a new grant. The state has a grant, the funding coming to wraparound Milwaukee for 16.5 to 24-year-olds called our Healthy Transitions. We are looking at working more with the medical home model for foster care youth. It's a new Medicaid initiative. It's a 1937, as Barbara Becker. It's another initiative under the state. And I think Paulo has mentioned, or will mention, in the future, we are looking at an adult wraparound model and looking at one of this new CMS, Center for Medicaid Services Innovation Grants. So that's a little quick piece here, and I'm going to play a little bit of the video, and then I can answer some questions. We'll see if all this technology is actually working. There are some other projects that were recognized by Harvard. I'm going to go through that and take you right to to Wraparound Milwaukee.
Wraparound Milwaukee is a unique system of care that was created about 15 years ago to better serve children in the community with serious emotional and mental health needs.
Bringing them to the Greenlee family right now, the family that came to us on some really kind of difficult situations.
I lost my second oldest son in 2005. He got accidentally shot at the age of 15.
Well, Tarsus was involved in the accidental shooting of his older brother, which left all the family members, all the kids in the house, spread out in different placements.
He lived for 4 days. And it kind of went, kind of lost it.
Yvonne was homeless at the time, without a job, without any of the kids in her custody.
And that's when Wraparound came into my life.
A key role in Wraparound Milwaukee is a care coordinator.
A care coordinator is a person that works with the family team. But we're advocates for the family, and we work for the family.
So we want to make sure that we're identifying the supports within the community that can help make that family be self-sustaining.
Kurt brought me in as a crisis stabilizer for Taurus, and I've just been working with him, trying to make sure that he stays in a positive environment.
It's more about, do you care about kids and families, and do you hold to the philosophy and values of Wraparound, those key principles of being family-centered, strength-based?
It really can change lives.
So, yes, it's going to be all right. Yes.
The full video, I have a copy for everyone if you haven't seen it. It's 25 minutes long. But I did want to, these folks are very real. I'd like you to meet Yvonne Eubanks, Yvonne Greenlee, who's in the film.
Right.
Come on up, Yvonne. And Kurt Maurer, who is the care coordinator who worked with her. Extraordinary story. I'd like to recognize her for her. For her story and how well she's amazing woman.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Is there anything you want to share?
Oh.
You can take a minute. I see you choked up.
I'm just thankful for Wraparound and all that they've done for me. My child, she's going to be 18 in March, and she's a three-point student on a roll. She just started taking up CNA life. She's going to be a CNA. She's going to be
CNA.
There you go. Thank you. And she just had two of her tests, and she passed them. She's going into her clinicals. In March, she's going to be certified. And my youngest, my 10-year-old, Nazareth, he's doing so well in school. For him to be an ADHD child, and he's been picked twice. This is his second go-around being picked in class to go out of town. He's getting ready to go to Philadelphia. And The little 7-year-old, she's getting ready to be 8 this Friday. She's just losing her teeth. That's all she's doing. But she's doing very well at school. And my oldest,
she's keeping the tooth fairy very busy.
Yes, she's just pulling them out. The 13-year-old, he's now 20. He's been. He graduated. He's very, very productive. He's been with King Center for like 3 years now.
Yep.
And he made me a grandma. this November. So I'm proud of that. But he's a good father. He still looks after his brothers and sisters. And I'm going back to school myself to be in healthcare, to be a provider. And I'm just thankful. I am just truly thankful. I'm thankful for all what the referral has done for me. I mean, I don't think I could have made it without it. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
It's great that we're able to add this extra kind of a follow-up sequel to the story, because when they were doing the filming, it was while Yvonne was still, Yvonne and her family were still in the process of referral. So they were still, doing the finishing touches and getting, crossing the T's, dotting the I's. And with the film, what was not able to show at the time is the fact that all of her kids are back home with her. The major task we had at hand in the beginning was, the identified wraparound client was Taurus. Mm-hmm. And he was in one location. Other three kids, Matters was over here, Sarah's over here, and it was all a matter of getting everybody all back together. And as the name implies, wraparound, it's an all-encompassing kind of approach that we work with the whole family. And even though I've had to try to explain what the wraparound process is, dozens and dozens of times over the years, the easiest way to explain it is just to kind of talk about Yvonne's family story. That's, she was behind she's in the driver's seat behind the steering wheel the whole time, not in the back seat like a lot of system approaches deals with families. And it's just a real great example of how the wraparound process can really work. And it's just been a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to be part of that little chapter in her life and her family.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Are there any other questions regarding wraparound supervisor Joseph?
Who came up with the name wraparound?
Me. No, just
oh, now I'm going to take credit here. Okay, all right.
It's brilliant.
We call it that because 15 years ago, it was the new approach, and the philosophy was called the wraparound approach, which was a strength-based, individualized, collaborative, the whole approach. So we just decided, since the approach was, philosophy was wraparound, let's call it wraparound Milwaukee. Because it really, nothing says it better than that, because that's really what you do, is you wrap services around the needs of families like Yvonne.
Well, I think this was a great presentation. I was aware of wraparound, but this was a very good presentation of the whole program. And who knew that our mental health redesign, we had in-house the model for moving forward on that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wonderful.